Chapter 4. Black Albino. Two men step out dressed in black suits. Their movements are robot-like. Jabri notices that both men look black, but albino. Bessie and Qualis are still in the restaurant waiting for their food. Bessie is drinking a soda and Qualis is on the arcade game playing Punch-Out. He's frustrated because he keeps getting his ass kicked. Shit! This whack-ass game keeps cheating. He hits the arcade game and then happens to look out of the window. Bessie laughs to herself. Is it whack or are you whack? Qualis yells to Bessie. Yo, come look at this. Bessie busted out laughing as she got up. She stops in her tracks and looks out of the window. The two odd-looking men are walking towards Jabri. Jabri gets spooked and takes off running, leaving his cousin's bike at the park. The two men are still walking behind him. Jabri runs through the alley by the burger joint. As he is running, he is yelling out, Oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. One of the men pulls out a strange-looking gun. He aims his gun at Jabri and is about to take the shot. The taller one grabs his shoulder. No, not here. The field needs to be up to clear the hit. The shorter man puts his gun away. Correct, he says. Jabri is still running and jumping gates in order to get to his grandma's house. He's talking to himself as he runs. I knew I wasn't crazy. I knew I wasn't. Realizing the fact that they can't catch up to him, the two men turn around and walk back to their car. Bessie and Qualis run out of the arcade and over to the strange car. As they are running, Qualis is complaining the whole time. This is one dumbass idea. We gonna fucking die, man. Bessie taps him. Shut up. Stop being a puss. Bessie and Qualis crouch down behind the car, peeking around and looking for the strange men. Qualis leans over to Bessie. You think Bree is still alive? He's fine. You see how fast he took off? They're still walking all slow, like Jason and shit. We need to find out what's in this weird-ass car, though. Bessie tries to look through the window, but it's too dark. Qualis is still looking around in complete fear. Man, you tripping. I stay letting you drag me into these dumbass situations. I gotta stay from around you, man, for real, though. Bessie replies, and you stay acting like a bitch. Just chill out. Bessie begins to move around the car, trying to open the doors. Qualis shakes his head. What are you doing? I told you we need to get in this shit. Bessie makes it to the passenger side back door and it opens. She looks in and she is shocked by the technology she sees. Bessie jumps back. Whoa, holy shit! What is it? Asks Qualis. Bessie looks over at her brother. You got to see this shit. Just as he peeks his head in, a man on the corner yells to them, Hey, yo! They look over at the man and he's pointing down the street. Qualis looks the other way and sees the two men coming back. Oh shit, Bessie, they're coming back! Bessie looks out through the window and begins to fumble around in the back seat of the car. Bessie, we gotta go now! Hold up, Qualis! Bessie finds a latch in the back seat that folds down, creating an entrance into the trunk. Bessie yells to Qualis, Hurry up, come on! Qualis looks at the trunk. Oh, damn, see now I know your ass crazy, man, hell nah! Bessie quickly climbs in the trunk. Qualis, hurry up before they get too close. Qualis sucks it up and climbs in the back. Man, this is some old bullshit, man. I should have stayed home for all this. They notice a strange smell. Do you smell that? Asks Qualis. Yeah, how could I not? They quickly lift the seat back up. Qualis is still complaining. I ain't messing with your ass no more. If we make it out alive, yo, I'm super serious, man. Bessie rolls her eyes. How we gonna find out about Bree's mom and dad if we don't start looking for answers? Man, damn that shit, man. You got us in a freaking trunk. The door opens. They can hear the two men get in the car and shut the door. Qualis is shaking his head as he lays on the floor of the trunk. The car starts up and he can't believe it. Oh, man, we're done. Bessie shushes him. Quiet, Qualis. They're saying something. Bessie puts her ear to the back of the trunk. Damn, I can't hear what they're saying. Qualis is rolling around in the back. They saying, we know y'all back there and we gonna kill y'all. Man, this is some bullshit. He puts his hands on his face and starts to cry. Bessie kicks him. Shut up, Qualis. Jabri is now running up Time Street straight to his grandma's house. He bursts through the front door out of breath. His grandma jumps up shocked and worried. Jabri, what's going on, son? Why you come running through my door like that? Grandma, remember the strange car I was telling you about? They're after me. I just saw them. It was two dudes. They were on me. Call the cops. His grandmother looks out through the door. I don't see no car, Bri. Jabri runs over and grabs her. Grandma, I'm telling you, Bessie and Qualis were there too. His cousins come downstairs to see what's going on. Mackie is laughing at Jabri. Bro, what you talking about now? That space car shit again? He gets really close in Jabri's face. Do I need to say it slowly for you? Ain't no damn space cars out here, fool. Devon is just shaking his head. Bro tripping, man. He took a heavy loss. Now he's making shit up. I ain't making nothing up, yells Jabri. Y'all not trying to hear me though, man. Mackie goes over to the window with his grandma. Okay. Where the space car at, Bri? Just as Mackie said that, the car pulls up in front of the house. Devon and their grandma are in shock. Jabri gives Mackie a dumb look. There it is, right there, Sherlock. The two men step out of the car. They stand there looking at the house. Jabri starts freaking out and yelling at them. What do you want? Why do you keep following me? One of the men finally speaks up. Jabri Atkins, we need you to come with us. But Jabri's not going for it. Why? For what? The strange man repeats himself perfectly. Jabri Atkins, we need you to come with us. Jabri is very confused. The man sounds like some type of robot, the way he repeats himself. Jabri's grandma runs to call the police, but when she picks up the phone, there is no dial tone. She puts the phone down and runs back over to the door. A few more black trucks pull up on Time Street. Mackie looks over at Devon. Yo, go get the straps, fam. We ain't finna play with these fools. Devon runs upstairs to grab the guns they had hidden in the bedroom. Two shotguns and a 40 Glock. Mackie calls to Devon. Yo, hurry up, bro. One of the men pulls out a small device and presses it. A blue force field covers the whole street. Everyone on Time Street is shocked. People begin to come out of their homes looking around, confused as to what's happening. Jabri can't believe what he is seeing. Devon runs to the front door. Yo, what the hell is this? A man walking up the street gets too close to the field and becomes discombobulated. He cannot see the field from the outside. He makes a quick U-turn walking the other way. The men in black ask Jabri to come with them once more. Jabri yells back, Yeah, I heard you the first two times. Troops in high-tech suits step out of the trucks and surround the house. Grandma steps back from the door. What the hell is going on? She asks. Bessie and Qualis can hear yelling from outside the truck. You hear that, Qualis? That sounds like Bri. Yeah, sounds like he's in trouble. But what we gonna do? We in the damn trunk. Bessie crawls to the front. I don't know. It's gotta be something we can do. I'm gonna take a look. Qualis taps the floor. What? Are you crazy? I don't even know why I keep asking you that. I know something is wrong with you. Bessie pops the back seat open and takes a peek. She sees a blue light blinking on a box next to the driver's seat. She then looks over and sees the two men standing out front. Qualis pokes his head up. What you see? We're at his grandma's house. It's a strange box up there with a blinking blue light on it. I need a closer look. Qualis tries to grab her. What? No, Bessie. Bessie. Bessie slides through the back seat even more. Qualis, you have to see this. It's some type of blue light surrounding us. She peeks over at one of the strange men. She can see a blue light flashing in his hand. She notices that it's in sync with the light in the car. Bessie whispers back to Qualis. There's men in crazy gear all over the place. You need to see this shit. They got guns and everything. Qualis rolls his eyes. Then get your worst back in here then. Bessie continues to snoop around. I think this flashing light on this box has something to do with this strange light around us. Qualis still can't believe what she is doing. Qualis whispers from the trunk. So what we gonna do? She tells him to hand her soda over to her. He reaches in her bag and passes her the half-drunken soda bottle. She then proceeded to pour the drink on the box, causing it to spark. Bessie jumps back. As soon as she turns around, she makes eye contact with one of the men. Bessie is stunned. Oh boy, she says. As soon as the strange man takes a step toward the car, everyone hears a strange sound. The force field is glitching in and out. Then it finally shuts off. At that point, Qualis is done. Yo, forget this. I'm out. He pops the trunk open and hops out with his hands up. He begins walking backwards, away from the car. Then Bessie climbs out with a guilty look on her face. Jabri yells out to them, "Yo, how y'all get in there?" Qualis looks back at him. "Ask your girl, Bessie." Bessie just smiles back. People and gang members are gathering around Time Street to see what's going on. KP yells out to Mackie, "Yo, Mackie, y'all good? What the hell is going on?" Mackie looks at him, but doesn't know what to say. The small army then turns their guns on the people. A troop in a high-tech suit tells everyone that they need to disperse. KP steps up to the troop. "Yo, man, who the hell is y'all, the police? Don't look like police to me." Mackie chimes in. "Hell nah, they on some wild-ass shit. They trying to kill my cousin and shit, bro. These motherfuckers ain't no police." The troop grabs the gang member, punches him in the stomach, and throws him on the ground. Chaos erupts on Time Street. People begin yelling and throwing stuff at the troops. A woman yells from the crowd, "You can't do that to him!" Three drones exit the SUV and starts putting red lasers on the crowd. Qualis and Bessie run up to Grandma's porch. Qualis turns to Jabri. "Yo, Bri, we in some deep shit, bro. Who are these guys?" Jabri has no clue who these people are or why they're here. Devon steps behind Jabri and his friends. "Whoever they are, they need to fall back. And why these dudes still looking at us, man?" Devon points at them, yelling, "Hey, what the hell's your problem, bruh?" The strange men are still looking at them and saying nothing. Mackie starts reaching for his piece. "Hey, is it a problem? Do we need to start bussing or what, fool?" Jabri tries to grab Mackie. "Yo, chill for a second. Let me think." One of the strange men speaks up. "No problem. We just need Jabri Atkins to come with us." Devon has had enough. "Man, fuck this." Devon whips out the gun and starts firing off shots. Everyone takes off. The gang members on the street hear the loud shots. They also begin shooting at the men and drones. Jabri, Bessie, and Qualis run into the house for cover. The two men in black jump in their car and take off. As the friends are running through Grandma's house, they see strange lights coming through the windows. They quickly realize that the lights they see are lasers. "Oh shit," yells Qualis. "They on some Star Wars shit." Mackie and Devon finds cover in the living room. Their grandmother tries to find cover, but a troop runs up and shoots her with a gravity gun. She is now encased in a gravity sphere and frozen in place. Mackie and a troop both turn and make eye contact. Mackie is able to shoot first. Shooting the troop with the shotgun, the troop falls and hits his head on the ground. Devon runs over to the troop and snatches his guns. "Oh shit, bro. Check this out." Jabri and his friends duck down in the kitchen for cover. Bessie tells Jabri that they need to get out of there ASAP. Qualis adds, "Yeah, we're sitting ducks in here, bro." I know," yells Jabri. He frantically looks for a safe exit. "They're only here because of me. But which way? They're all over the place." Devon and Mackie are still up front shooting out through the window. All of a sudden, they hear what sounds like a loud boat horn, but slightly different. Mackie and Devon notice that the troop they shot is glowing. The troop begins to disappear as a bright light shines through the window. The gunfire outside dies down and they begin to hear a ringing sound. People outside are yelling, "Where'd they go? Where'd they go?" The gravity sphere fades and their grandmother falls to the floor. Bessie looks around. "What the hell was that? Should we get up?" Qualis tells her, "Go ahead, Daredevil, you first." Bessie peeks around the corner and then gets up slowly. She sees Mackie and Devon helping their grandmother up. "We need to leave here now, Bri. There is no way they're not coming back for us." Qualis sucks his teeth. "Us? You mean Bri over here. He's the one they want to probe. Those aliens, man, I don't care what you're saying. I ain't messing with that." Jabri just looks at him. He walks out on the back porch and his two friends follow him. Bessie hits Qualis. "In case you forgot, genius, we're the ones that broke their toy and caused all of this." Nah, genius, you the one that did that. In case you forgot, my black ass was in the trunk." Bessie laughs. "Oh yeah, I forgot, you scary as hell." Jabri jumps in. "Okay, stop. Look, let's just leave now. This spot is way too hot. I don't need everybody finding out that they're looking for me." Qualis tells Jabri that he and Bessie need to get back to their side of town. Out of anger and frustration, Jabri snaps. "What's up, Qualis? You're acting like y'all foster parents really give a damn." Qualis is stunned by Jabri's comment. Oh, it's like that, bro? We the ones out here putting our lives on the line for your sorry ass. Bessie steps in. Whoa, whoa, chill, Qualis. Jabri shrugs his shoulders. What? I'm just saying. Bessie shakes her head. Look, let's just go. Oh, and by the way, Bree, you ain't shit for that comment. Bessie walks off. Qualis runs to catch up to her. Jabri follows far behind while thinking to himself. He calls out to his friends. Yo, I ain't mean to go there like that. Hold up. They walk off as the sound of sirens grows louder.